Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 483. How are we all doing? That would be easier for me to ascertain if I could actually see my browser.
I'm in two places at once.
Oh, you are again, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're very good at that.
I am.
Very, very good at it. Do you have a portrait in the attic as well?
No, a recording of the news.
Right, let me refresh. Fingers. Oh, it's Dee. Congratulations, Dee. Followed by Renee. Hello, Renee. Hello, Sarah. Renee, you do make a good point there, Renee. You did type a rather long opening line. Hello, Anthony. Dee's getting really into this, isn't it? Your downfall was quality. Yes, it's only one more hour. We're somewhat giddy, Kim. Still somewhat giddy. Oh, it is. It's a very exciting night. It's like, I still can't quite believe it. Oh, had fun today, didn't we?
Did we?
Oh, we did. Well, you didn't. I did. I was being a good girl. So there I was going to Mass virtually like a good girl. And I hadn't turned my speakers on. So what happens during a live show like last night is the speakers, we need sound. We need to make sure that the music's playing. So we have to wear headphones. Obviously, in this weather, that's not good. But we had our headphones on and the speakers were turned off. So obviously for Mass, needed to get the sound on. So I've got the remote control that turns the speakers on because the box with the on and off is down under the desk. Turning it on and I'm pressing the volume up and up and up and up, and I said, I think the speakers are broken. So I tried and tried, and I could see his lips moving, and I could hear like I'd say like an electronic bump, you know, where you get like a tiny bit of static and it's just kind of a bump. I said, I think the speakers have gone. So in the end, as Mass is progressing, and I'm not watching it live obviously because that's like way too early now. But Mass is progressing, and I thought, I better stop this. So I stopped it, and then I thought, I'll just try some other audio, you know, see what the other audio is. Tries the other audio, and eventually I get the speakers on, and I think, oh, right, they're back. But I'm thinking to myself, I've changed the battery in the remote, so it's not that. So they're on the cusp, and I might have to buy a new set of speakers. So having got it back on, having ascertained that, you know, if I played some music, I could hear it, I thought, right, Mass, let's get back to Mass. So I get back to Mass and I press his play. Nothing. I thought, what is going on here? And I could see his lips moving, but there was no sound. So I'm saying to Mike, there's no sound on Mass. Now, bearing in mind, he's got a microphone in his hand. So that was very weird. I also noticed the camera had moved. So I thought, this gets weirder by the minute. Anyway, Mike puts it on and puts his headphones on, cranks it up to 100 and says, there is audio, but you can barely hear it. So I get to the video and I opens the video in an audio editor and I cranks the audio up. It was literally flatline. So I cranked it up and every now and then I could hear him, but there was a lot missing. So do you remember we did that show and called it Norman Collier?
Mm.
Norman Collier being the comedian who did the broken mic sketch. And it was very, very funny. Yeah, it was that this morning. So I decide later, because the parish secretary then gets on to me and needs the newsletter changing. So I thought, I'll just mention that, you know, the audio wasn't great on Mass. So, but the thing is, we have this thing, myself and the parish secretary, in terms of, I'll send a mail and say, like, yeah, you know, that's done, etc. But we'll have a giggle over stuff. So we're quite fine talking to each other. Let's put it like that. I'm trying to find the mail that I sent her back. There we go. What was in sent items? There you go. So I said, if you haven't already been inundated with messages about this morning's Mass video, prepared to be so. The sound was nothing but a very low hiss and an electronic bump. So what I mean by that is people love to let her know when there's something wrong. Let's just put it like that. That covers it, doesn't it, Mike? They love to let her know when there's something wrong. Never gets a thank you for anything, mind. Know the feeling. So I sent it off. She replied and she said, oh, yeah, you're not the first. There'd already been over a dozen complaints. So, Mass was very quiet this morning, but like I said to her, it's a perfect opportunity for lip reading. I mean, you've got your missal, so you know what's being said, so what's the problem? So, that went well. We're hoping for better tonight. The game starts at 8 o'clock our time, which is 54 minutes away. Oh, Renee says, not a football enthusiast, but this match is a bit special. Yes, it is. It is, because we've not been there 55 years. Oh, dee, how did I know that would happen? Everyone in Ireland rooting for Italy. where's it disappeared to? That's just moved. Freeze. Oh, she's going to warn you. Mrs. Renee is going to warn Renee. You won't miss it. Because obviously, we need to watch this. We need to settle down. We need to do the national anthem and everything. So, if you want to chat anything during the match, best bet, if you're in the WhatsApp group, put it in the WhatsApp group, because the WhatsApp group's alive with chat already. Even though we're a music group and not a football group, everyone's talking football and tennis. So feel free to post in there. We will take 5 or 10 minutes before kickoff to get the prayer mats out, say the Hail Marys and the Our Fathers, and calm, won't we, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. Biggest football night ever, I think.
No, it's not.
No, because you're a team man, aren't you? Yeah. You're a club man, not an international man. But for the country, it probably
I'd like
is.
England to win, yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Ah, now look at Kim, you see. There's innocence. Why is Ireland rooting for Italy? Because it's anybody but England. There's a thing in this country. Mainly against United it starts. An ABU, A-B-U. And an ABU is anybody but United. So when United are playing, or United need a team to win, the rest of the country are against you, because for many, many years, we were the premier club. So everybody else roots for the underdog. In Ireland, they don't want England to win. Simple as that. I know it's bizarre, because when Ireland were in it and England weren't, I wanted Ireland to win. Scotland are the same. Andy Murray got in hot water over that with a Portugal shirt a few years ago. He was at Wimbledon, and I think it was the Europeans, and I think England drew Portugal, and he went walkabout in a Portugal shirt, which just to me says what a small-minded idiot he is. I nearly used a bad word then, beginning with P. But never mind. It rhymed. With Portugal, never mind. Got in really hot water for that. I mean, it's a stupid thing to do, because the press will crucify you, and that's exactly what happened. The press crucified him. Because they're very, very, very pro-England. But also, they're pro-Andy Murray. So why do you feel the need, when England are playing, to walk around in a shirt belonging to the opposition? Because they're small-minded, bad word beginning with a P. That's why. Ah, oh, just the way it is. Just the way it is. Anthony's the same, not bothered about football, but will probably check the score. Yes, you see, the Irish root against anybody rather than the English. There you go, what can I say? We haven't heard from Johnny Simon. No Johnny in at the moment. We'll check up on him. He hadn't. Without letting us know, he'd never missed one. So we'll have to find out what he's up to, won't we? Quite, D. Mike's enthusiasm, it's palpable, isn't it? Not. He's not an international boy. He's not, never have been, have you?
No.
We've never really had much to cheer about, to be honest, so I can understand it. But, you know, having made it to the final, at least he's managed, he's mustered a kind of half-hearted, well, I do hope we win. But he's not exactly climbing the walls yet. You're not offended by bad words. That one was a nearly naughty bad word. But Andy Murray does get right on my nerves. And there was another bad word there as well. But he does. There's no need for that. As a Scot, if he only had the Scottish supporting him, he wouldn't be very happy, would he, if all the English wanted him to lose?
True.
So why be such an idiot? And it wasn't as though he was a child. This was only about 5 or 6 years ago. He was way into his 20s when he did it. And he might have found it a giggle. I mean, in the end, he got that much grief. He said it was a joke. No, it's not a joke. You don't walk around with a Portugal shirt on when England are playing Portugal. It's not a joke. It's just stupid. And now everybody in England hates your guts and wants you to lose. And handily, he went on to lose. So the English were really happy then. This is how wars start.
True.
If people could just stop scrapping and being idiotic.
I went to play with the dog.
Oh, what was she like today? She was very cute. Although, yeah, we were in the extension downstairs, which was quite cool considering, rather than the office, which is boiling hot. So Lola decided, well, apart from the fact she's blowing her coat all over the black carpet. I know the black carpet was a bad idea with a white dog, but the carpet arrived before the dog. And now it's kind of greyish with a white tinge. But she was just so cute. She was just lying there, lolling from side to side. She didn't even move when the cast of Hitchcock's The Birds landed on the shed roof. I did. I said, well, you know, where have all these come from? It is like being in the cast of The Birds. And they were squawking as well. I mean, can they not be quiet? I'm not big with birds. Particularly not at 4 o'clock in the morning when they decide that, you know, let's have an early rendition of the dawn chorus. It's too early. Birds, you are twirly. But they clearly didn't get the message. Right. Kim says, really don't understand that. If Canada was in the finals and the US isn't, you'd root for Canada. Same with any other English-speaking country. Well, I'm the same, Kim. That's totally how I am. I would love the Welsh to do well. I would love the Irish to do well. I would love Scotland to do well. I mean, I think it would have been amazing if Scotland had got through in the other half of the draw and got to the final with England. It would have been amazing. And if Scotland had got through and we hadn't, I would have wanted them to win. I don't understand it. I don't. But it's just small-minded. Like the comments today that you've probably seen in the WhatsApp group, and there was just a collective rolling of eyes here. In the WhatsApp group, they were chatting away about the tennis. And totally from nowhere, this wasn't provoked by something that somebody had said. One of the guys in there says that this is why men's tennis is better and why they should be paid more. And I'm like, that's right, like the blue touch paper, where you go. None of the women rose to the bait. And then another guy came in and said, oh, yeah, I agree with that. And Mike said, you're not going to say anything. No, I'm quite surprised. You're not going to say anything. I said, no. What's the point? I said, they're just idiots. They drop it down to their level and beat me with experience. So leave it be. So just leave them to it. And anyway, if you're doing it for the money, you're doing it wrong. It's surely the glory. And if we're going to get on about the tennis, I actually do have a question about it. And I don't know who would know the answer to this. But given that men are paid more than women at Wimbledon, and I know the argument, it's five sets, not three. Right, let's just wind that back a bit. Do they actually, this is a serious question, I should ring Wimbledon and ask, do they charge less for the seats on ladies' final day than men's final day? And or what's the attendance on ladies' day versus men's day? And if they are the same price and the same number of seats, why are the ladies paid different? That would be my question. And I don't know the answer, so I can't barge in with it. Because I don't know the answer. But I would love to know the answer. Oh. Let's just say, Kim, that particular person has a bit of a chip on his shoulder. And, you know, like somebody... That, to me, is rude. When you've got more ladies in there than men, that's rude. And it just doesn't need saying. You know, let somebody else sort that. It doesn't need saying in that circumstance. But in this day and age, you can whack an emoji on the end of anything and claim it was a joke. In the ilk of Andy Murray, which didn't work for Andy Murray. But that guy has a bee in his bonnet about money constantly because he wants to have been retired by now. But his business went bust. So don't mention money, basically. Don't mention money. So I just ignored it. I do apologise, you know, on behalf of the fact that we own the group, that we have somebody in there making stupid comments. So if you were offended, I do apologise, but the guy's an idiot, just ignore him. That's the best we can do. He says things like that face to face, and I don't understand it when you're the father of a son and a daughter. Would you like your daughter to be paid less than your son? But don't try and rationalise with them because, you know, it's never going to work, is it? Oh, Renee's put the Union Jack up. That is, we're weird over here. We're like all these different islands that come together. The Union Jack is the flag of the United Kingdom, which is England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. So all the flags are there. But the other one is the flag of St George, and that's the English flag. The Scottish flag is the saltire, and I must admit, the Welsh one is a dragon. I know what the Northern Ireland one looks like. But I don't know if it's got a name. I don't know if the Welsh one's got a name either. If you know, do let me know. But I don't know that. But yes, it's the flag of St George we'll be flying tonight. Although you will see lots of Union Jacks. That'll probably be the National Front members. The flag of St George is acceptable. The Union Jack starts kicking it off, doesn't it, Simon? Mind you, there was a classic that why is it whenever I see Boris, I think of Simon? But you know, it does make thinking of Boris far less painful than it normally is. Boris had a flag, and these flags appeared outside Downing Street when England started doing well. But they weren't there from the beginning, obviously, because Boris is an idiot. And he was pictured holding this flag. Well, someone had photoshopped it. Let me see if I can find it. Boris, let's say England flag, and see if I can find it. Someone had photoshopped it, and it was an absolute classic. Let's have a look. Images, see if I can find it. Oh my, be careful what you look up here. Oh dear, 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 dear me. Maybe I should have put safe search on. I can't find the one that was photoshopped. Oh no. Shall we try Boris England flag and see if I can find it on that? Was it that? I've got the picture, but I haven't got the one that was edited. And somebody said it looked like they'd bought that stuff from Poundland. All the stuff outside Downing Street. Oh, no, this is not fair. I can see the picky, but I just can't see the one that was edited. It was on Twitter. Maybe I should search Twitter for it, but I can never find a thing on Twitter. Not even my own stuff, and I haven't finished today's yet. No, it's not there. Let me go to Twitter instead, see if I can find it on Twitter. Although heaven knows what I'm going to have to type in there to find what I'm looking for. Search. There's an advanced search, isn't there, in Twitter? Somebody said that to me. One of the things to be aware of. Is you learn how to use the advanced search. No, all right, let me try this. Boris England, surely it'll come up. You've got to see this. Oh my God, he's got an England shirt with Boris 10 on the back. Make it stop. Oh, there's one. Oh yes, in terms of bad language, there's one that Simon's clearly bought him. To share these, and I apologise in advance for the language. Right, let's put the first one up, which is, this was the original photo, and I'm looking for an edited version of this. That's not the next one I'm going to put up, but Simon will have this printed out and put on the wall. So let's pop that one in. Especially for Simon. If you don't like bad language, look away. That one was not mine. I didn't make that. I need to find this picky that there was. Is that it? Oh, good grief. Simon definitely needs to come in here. This was the 10th, so this was only yesterday. Where can I get the link for that from? Is that it? No, that's Boris Ink. Where's Ink gone? Ah, there it is. Right, is that the link? Right, there's a video here of Boris with the England flag. So if you think you've got problems with Joe Biden, you know, not being able to string a coherent sentence together, just check this one with the flag. Yeah, he got it right in the end. Bless, bless, bless. But I wish I could find this one that somebody had doctored. Oh, it must be here. I'll keep scrolling and I'll see if I can find it. He's actually got an England shirt with Boris 10 on the back. Oh, honestly, make it stop. Make it stop. Now, I think we've gone back too far now. I can't believe I can't find that. Oh, it's not good. Nearly. I will edit the search. See if that makes a difference. No, I can't find it. But basically, somebody had edited the image, the one with the flag, and they changed it to a pair of underpants with England on the front. It was really well done. I thought, why has Boris stood outside number 10 holding a pair of underpants, which are pants in the States? and it had been Photoshopped, but God, it was a good one. It was definitely good. There you go, Simon. How do you feel now? In charge of the country. Oh, there are no words, are there? Can you imagine if we win? It wasn't you that Photoshopped. Well, Simon, I did think. I did wonder. I did think Simon would like that one. I should have saved it when I saw it. That's the trouble with Twitter. You can never find anything, can you? Once it's gone past, that's it. And Facebook's even worse than that. Let's try a different tack. Let's try a different tack entirely and do a search elsewhere. But, oh good grief, I found something now that isn't in any way, shape or form what I was looking for. But I think I've sorted Simon's Christmas present out. Oh yes. There's no words for this one, I'm telling you. Oh, there we go, Simon. When is your birthday, Simon? There we go. So there I am, looking for Boris, holding a pair of underpants. And what do I find? But Simon's Christmas present and all birthday present. No, it's just not there. Maybe he's had them take it down because, you know, it wasn't good. Aha! Nope, that's the flag. It does look like a pair of underpants, though. No wonder I'm thinking it is. Oh, never mind. I need to get in the right mode, don't I? That's one word you actually hate. Which one's this? The one on the back of the shirt? Well, I'm not keen on it myself. Just thought Simon might appreciate it. Oh, dear me. See, this is what happens. That's what we think of our politicians. It's not good, is it? Oh, and today, no one ever stopped. That was the other thing that was said, wasn't it? The Duke of... Oh, good grief, which one's he? Gloucester. Duke of Gloucester, I think. He has been the president of the Lawn Tennis Association at Wimbledon for 52 years. I think his wife stepped down from public duty a couple of years back. And he was there today, and it was his last time doing it. He's handing it over to Kate. And the comments on Twitter about him looking like the living dead. I mean, he did look ill. He really, really did look ill. But, you know, there was no need for the comments and the photos. And there was plenty of them. Oh, Kim says, if used in her company, be ready for words. No, I would never use that word myself. I just thought, for Simon, like the underpants, for Simon. Oh, my. So what's actually happening at the moment? We've got the warm-up. Don't tell me they've actually got what's-his-face on here. Yuri Geller, again. This is what it's come to, Simon. You have to make a donation and Yuri Geller will sort it out. And we've got all the times we've lost. I mean, Kim, does this happen in the States? That before a match, they show you all the times you've lost? I know they can't really show us all the times we won because, you know, footage doesn't go back that far. But all you've got is wall-to-wall England fans crying. And I actually thought, you know, the other day, Mike, we were doing quite well because we hadn't had any wags. And then Harry Kane's missus came out and wrote him a letter, Dear H. And I'm like, do we really need this? Can we put the wives and girlfriends back in the boxes and leave them be? Because the second they come out, it all goes downhill. The COVID thing, of course, has meant that they're not allowed to be there anyway. Oh, and it's raining at Wembley. I'd swap for that. I would swap for that. Anyway, she came out and wrote a letter about how wonderful he was, what a wonderful husband he was, and a wonderful father he was. And I'm thinking, yeah, whatever, can he play football? That's all we're interested in today, dear. But she did. There are no words. I mean, it's not been as bad as it was a few years ago when Victoria Beckham was there and Colleen Rooney. Oh, it was wags at dawn. They were going out on shopping expeditions. They were going out having their hair done. And it was all over the papers. The players couldn't play for stories about their wives and girlfriends, hence the wags. Just no. I think Sven tried to stop them going. That's Sven-Goran Eriksson. And that didn't work because the players got that much earache from the women that they couldn't play. So I thought with this one, they're doing quite well to keep the families away from it because it's not relevant. But in this country, it always becomes relevant. So So yeah, she popped up today, she did. Oh, they do they, Kim? Good grief. I would... I never thought you would. I thought it was all about winning. So when the Seahawks lost the Super Bowl, they played the they play that stupid play that cost us the game over and over. No, that's just ridiculous. I can't tell you the number of times I have seen the Gareth Southgate. Gareth Southgate, who's our manager, was a player in 96. So this is 25 years ago, which was the Europeans. It wouldn't normally be 25 years, but obviously it's a year late. So he was a player and he wasn't a forward. Was he midfield or a defender? Defender, wasn't he?
I can't remember.
I think he was a central defender. But he was not known to be a goal scorer, put it like that. So the penalties went so forth. So we're playing Germany. We've got extra time. We go to penalties. And the main penalty takers take penalties. And they have to have the entire team in an order to take a penalty. So you'll have your best five up front. And then if it goes to sudden death, so once you get to five penalties, so just for those who have no idea what's going on here, with the penalties, you get five each. So if team one miss the first two and score the last three, and the other team get the first two but lose the last three, then the first team will go through. It's not sudden death. But once you get to five, once each team have had five penalties, it goes to sudden death. So if the first team get the sixth and the second team don't, they're straight through, and vice versa. So it gets to sudden death. And before it gets that far, they have to hand a team sheet to the referee and say, this is the order that the penalties have been taken in. So the first five players had a go, and the manager had said to Gareth Southgate, if it goes to sudden death, do you want to take one? Now, when he said you want to take one, you're going to have to take one if it goes that far. Because if it gets up to 11-11, every player will have to take one. And then it goes back to the beginning and they start again. Anyway, foolishly, he said, yeah, I'm up for that. So it gets down to sudden death. I think they'd scored. Gareth Southgate heads up and lofts it clean over the bar. It was one of the worst penalties I think we've ever seen taken. So for 25 years, he's been trying to redeem himself, and now he is the England manager. So that's why it's so important. But we don't want it to get to penalties, do we? But that penalty that he lofted over the bar, we have seen over and over and over again. And it's like, if I see that once more, you just want to show the crowd or something. Not that again. But I did not think that they would ever do that in the States. Sometimes they play the entire game over. You got to turn the channel. You can't watch it. No, this is what I'm like with the penalty. Like, do we really have to see it again? Alex said he was a centre back. I thought he was. I thought he was a defender, and I knew he wasn't a full back. It was just whether he was like a forward midfield. Was he ever captain?
No idea.
Was he Villa captain? Because he hasn't really got that much experience in management. And yet, you know, they gave him the job. And I remember when they gave it to Sam Allardyce. And I said to Mike, what are they thinking? Sam Allardyce was one of these... there's a category of manager where... they do quite well for a very limited period of time. And it's because they go in and they create a kind of camaraderie for the team. And I mean a real camaraderie in the team. And it carries the team through just long enough. And then before you know it, you know, they go downhill and they get sacked. If you think about Leicester when they won it, Leicester won the Premier League. That was unheard of. Absolutely unheard of. I don't think Leicester had ever won anything in their lives. And they started playing really well. They started believing in themselves.
He was captain at Palace.
I thought he must have had some kind of captain experience, I'll be honest. But, you know, management-wise, not really.
And he was captain at Villa.
Yeah, I thought he was captain at Villa. So this camaraderie type thing, the manager will go out and they'll have days doing certain special events and stuff. And it does create a camaraderie, but they can't seem to sustain it. So unlike United, where Alex Ferguson was there for 26 years, he didn't profess to be a friend of any of the players. He was the manager, and that was that. But I don't think the camaraderie thing can last above 18 months. So Sam Allardyce had been to various teams as manager, and he did things that the players absolutely loved. This is where you've got to question the brain cells of man, isn't it? Do you remember the toilet seat racing that he did?
No.
Oh, you do. You must do. Toilet seat racing. Yeah, I wondered about it as well. But it was a thing. And the players absolutely loved it. He went with them. If you check it, if you do the Googles, oh yeah, you can check it out. Don't go there. So he used to take them doing really daft things, and it built a camaraderie. But can that translate to the England manager's job? I don't think so. And needless to say, it didn't. He got the job and was sacked within about 50-odd days for taking bungs. That was an allegation anyway. And that was when they got Gareth Southgate. And I remember saying to Mike, are they kidding? You know, the one we just got rid of is bad enough. And then there was the original one that we got rid of. And then there was the one that took over from him and we got rid of him. And now we're... really? But yes, they really did. And he didn't last 5 minutes. But Gareth Southgate's done amazingly well. So I didn't hold out any hope whatsoever, because the first thing you think of up to now when you hear the name Gareth Southgate is, yeah, he missed that penalty against Germany. And the other thing about that missed penalty against Germany was the England team were wearing grey. And it was a thing at the time, wasn't it? They were making shirts. I mean, talk about the tail wag the dog. United shirts were green and yellow until they changed to red, and then they are red. You need an away shirt in case somebody else plays in red. So if you go play Arsenal, they play in red. So you're all going to have to wear your away strip. But they started making the away strip so it matched people's jeans. So we had a funny blue one with a pattern on. And then we had this grey one. And the idea was, oh, it'll match anybody's jeans, so everybody will buy the grey one. We played half a match in it. That was it. Got binned after that. The players went in at half time, and they were, how many down were they?
3, I think.
I think 3-0 they were down. And they said to the manager, we can't see each other. You know, the greys just merging into the crowd. We cannot see each other. And I think they came out in blue, didn't they? Because it was Southampton.
I think they did.
They swapped their shirts at half time. They had to get permission off the referee. And they swapped their shirts, and that was it. The grey ones never saw the light of day again. So why England would decide it was a good idea to wear grey shirts? Grey shirts have never been good. Ever. Don't wear the grey shirts. Hello, Tracy! Is this game more important than winning the tournament in the Olympics? Yes. Yes, Kim. There's two football events internationally that are important to European teams. One is the World Cup, which is next year. The World Cup is, as the name implies, any team, any football nation in the entire world can go into the qualifying rounds and try and get to the World Cup finals. This one is the Europeans, so you won't get teams like Brazil in it or Argentina. They're playing in their own tournament at the moment. Is it the
Copa America?
The Copa America they're playing in. So this is just European teams. So this is second only to the World Cup. And it is very, very important. England have never won it.
Good girl.
The nearest they got was that semi against Germany in 96. But they've never won it. When did it start? Was it the early 70s?
Europeans?
Yeah, was it
70s? 60s, I think.
60s or 70s.
Yeah.
And they've never really... I don't know. They're just not... They're not that good a team. It's as simple as that. But when you've got people in charge, you think toilet seat racing is where it's at. You do wonder, don't you? But he's actually managed... The other night, they played well. They played like a team. I was impressed. Because half the time, you know, they get through to the last 16 and they've not actually played well. Or somebody else has lost and that meant that they got through, kind of thing. But this time they've actually played like a team. They've played really well. Would that the fans would behave a little bit better. We had the incident of the booing of the national anthem. We had the shining of the laser at Kasper Schmeichel. And last night we had some idiots letting fireworks off within the vicinity of the Italians hotel. Just because they can, because they're idiots. But you know, that actually happens even when it's not a big game like this. Do you remember at the beach soccer thing. They were singing in the streets outside. Yeah. And you're thinking, what? Why? It's idiotic. But that's what they do. But yes, it's very, very exciting. Renee thinks, yes, it is. It is. The World Cup's the big one. The World Cup is it. If you are World Cup champions, oh, that's the Holy Grail. That England managed once in 66. But yeah, the World Cup is the Holy Grail. Argentina did win. I saw that. Wasn't it the first time they'd won as well? Which surprised me.
Yeah.
Argentina have a pretty good team. I remember them from the World Cup in 1978, which was in Argentina. And it was the likes of Mario Kempes, Maradona.
Maradona wasn't there then, was he?
He was. He was a kid. He was a kid. Wasn't he 18? He might not have got that many games, but I'm sure he was in the squad. Because I thought the same. He must be a baby. But I'm sure he was.
No, he was left out of the squad.
He was playing then, though.
Who felt he was too young at 17.
That's ridiculous, because wouldn't he have been younger than Norman Whiteside in 82?
Yeah. No, well, Whiteside was 16, wasn't he?
No, he was 17. He didn't go to the World Cup when he was 16. Sure, he was 17. Isn't his birthday in May?
Whiteside.
Yeah, he was the youngest player.
World Cup, 1982.
Yeah. Spain in 82.
17.
Yeah, thought so. Oh, are you grumbly? If I don't get treats now, Mummy, you'll watch the game and then I won't get any at all.
She's had two treats. She's just had two...
Yeah, well, give me a biscuit. Look, she knows where it's at. Give me a biscuit. There we go. Oh, would that it were like watching Brazil. So Kim says, for the US women's soccer team... Oh, I believe they're paid more than the men in the States. Just saying, Kim. That's because the women are better at football in the States, aren't they? You believe the World Cup is the most important, followed by the Olympics. Yeah, probably because you don't have anything equivalent to the Europeans. What are you doing? Where have you dropped it? Come on, you got it? I'll pick it up and give it to you. Right, there you go. God. Honestly, she hasn't even got the energy to pick the bone up. Right. I think... You might have some kind of domestic thing, but there isn't really anything that would involve the US at the same level as the Europeans. I'd guess it was more of a domestic thing than that. England team at the Olympics, I don't even think they try, do they? It's not really the full England team. I think they said that Rio Ferdinand had played in one, and Rio Ferdinand didn't even remember if he had. That's how bad it is. He said, did I? He honestly couldn't remember. Sarah says, I know it's such a shame the fans let us down. They stormed the entrance just before this evening's game as they didn't have tickets. I mean, in the middle of a pandemic. Have we forgotten the in the middle of a pandemic? There is something wrong with these people. Oh, Renee says, our Dutch hooligans destroyed the Italian fountains in Rome. I did not know. Is that lately? I didn't realise it. You know, we think in this country we're the only ones with idiots, with in-house idiots. Now, it obviously is the fact that we're not. We're not the only one. But we didn't know that. There are idiots like that, and, you know, they do spoil it for the rest of you. Most people just want to really enjoy it. It's as simple as that. So hopefully we'll have a good night, and hopefully there'll be no more lasers. I mean, to be honest, you could frisk for that on the way in. You frisk for everything else. There's actually a list outside Old Trafford when you're stood there waiting to go in of stuff you're not allowed to take in. And it gets longer and longer every year. I'll just give you an example of one of them that's been there for years. Umbrellas. And you think, well, why would I need an umbrella inside a stadium? That's because the roof leaks. So I used to make it. I mean, there's stuff on it now that is that obvious you wouldn't think was necessary. Knives. Well, yeah. I think now there's a gun on it as well. And I don't think it's a gun, because you'd struggle to find one in the UK. They're not sold at Walmart or anything here. They're not sold at all. But you would get like a starter pistol or something. So I'm presuming it means that. And I used to, you know, every time something was added, like you can't take an umbrella, you can't do this, you can't do that. I'd take it as a badge of honour if I could get one in. And it was things like a bottle of water. You're not allowed to take a plastic bottle of water in. You have to buy it there. You can't take one in of your own. And the thing with that is, when you say, you know, one of your own, a bottle of water would normally be something like 30 pence, if that. And you go inside and a bottle of water is £4.50. And you think, is it for safety purposes? Because a plastic bottle's a plastic bottle. If I throw it on the pitch, it doesn't matter what it costs. Is it a kind of profit thing? And I think it is. But, yeah, you hate it when Americans do stupid things. You do all the time. We never hear about that, though. We just assume everybody else's fans are incredibly well-behaved, and it's ours that aren't. But this event is one of the government test events for COVID. So they've let everybody in, and then they'll see how that goes COVID-wise. And you're looking at them, no social distancing, very few have got masks on. You're just thinking, give it 3 weeks. I'll just give it 3 weeks. You know, hope you have a good night, because in 3 weeks, I mean, hopefully not, but you look at them and you do wonder, all those people together, it's bad news. We had a story about a lady. Now, I'll admit she was 90, but that just brought the question, how did she catch it? She got COVID. But not just one variant of COVID. She got two variants of COVID. I think she'd been vaccinated as well. She'd had both vaccines. She got two variants of COVID and died. And you're like, how do you get two variants of COVID? Particularly when you're that age, clinically vulnerable, and you'd imagine people would be being careful around you. But apparently two variants of COVID don't do that. It's not good. And I'm looking at this lot and I'm thinking, dear, dear me. Are they all in the same bubble? I don't think so. Oh, we've now got fireworks going outside. Can you hear them?
Yeah, I can see them.
There you go. With a better lock, they'll catch some of those birds from earlier. That'll stop them. Somebody's having a party close by.
It's a bit live fireworks, isn't it? Should wait till half time.
It might all be over by half time. Maybe that's what they're thinking. Oh, good grief.
What?
I've just had a message here.
From...
Took the time, but it's there now.
Yes, I know, I've just seen it.
Oh, we've got messages coming in. Messages coming in. That one's interesting. Oh, here we go. We've got we've got more messages in the By Request group. Nina reporting that Sweet Caroline is thundering out across Wembley. I'm just wondering, I thought they'd gone to an ad break then. And I was wondering why we'd gone to an ad break on the BBC, Mike.
No.
That's Manchester. It's all the best spots in Manchester. The GMEX, which was the Nightingale Hospital. Canal Street, which is the gay village.
I've been there.
And before you think we're joking, no, that's genuine. We have a gay village.
Yeah, I've been there.
It's a really nice looking place, isn't it? Full of pubs, clubs, street life as well. It's by the canal, isn't it? And it's Canal Street. It's actually a little tiny road that runs next to the canal with the pubs on it. And they put chairs outside, you know, tables and chairs outside. And it's a nice atmosphere, nice place to be. Bottled water could be an object of mass destruction with the right things inside. Well, it could. The reason that they don't like them being taken in is that people drink half of it and then throw it. And you can get a nasty injury off a bottle, a half-filled water bottle. But my point is, if I drank half of it, the one that I bought in there for £4.50, I could still throw that. But they don't seem to worry about that. I still think, maybe they're thinking, I've spent £4.50 on this and I'm going to drink it. I'm not going to throw it. But they throw things like coins, which could blind somebody. That's happened quite a lot. I mean, that used to be an old thing, and I didn't hear about it for years and years. And then all of a sudden, it kind of reared up again. And I'm thinking, who's got enough money to be able to throw pounds at people?
Years and years and years and years ago, United were playing Juventus and at Old Trafford, and somebody threw a coin, and it hit Zbigniew Boniek, who was a Polish player, played for Juventus. And somebody in the United end near me said, and now we'll get effing banned.
Well, that's it. Stupid fans do stupid things and the team suffers for it. I mean, isn't that how come we ended up out of Europe completely? Because of the Heysel Stadium disaster. Liverpool were playing, was it European Cup final, Cup Winners' Cup final, some cup final
European
in Europe.
European Cup, Juventus.
And before kickoff, there was not much of a scrap, to be honest, between some fans. So the fans were separated. There was a gap on the terracing where the fans were stood. And, you know, there was a little bit of fisticuffs. Not that much, but the thing was, the Juventus fans were running away. And they all ended up, like, penned in at the end of this stand. And the end of the stand, there was a wall. So that was where the stand finished. And the wall collapsed. And was it 39 people died? And the thing was, they didn't tell the teams. They knew it was that bad. They didn't tell the teams. And the teams came out and played the match. And it was only afterwards that they found out. And they were like, that match should not have carried on. But the police were that scared that if they called the match off, it would be even worse. So the Liverpool fans got the blame, which meant that English teams were kicked out of Europe for 5 years. Which, you know, can you imagine you're a player and you say at the height of your prowess, 24, and you're not going to play in Europe till you're nearly 30 because the whole lot got kicked out. The fans really do need taking to task at times, I'll tell you. Oh, it's terror-related attacks with bottled water where you are. No, I think here it's just throwing them. The laser was a like Renee says, it must have been a high-powered one. It was like a green... it was a green light, but it was really bright. And given how far away he was from the crowd... You know, Renee's the expert in lasers. But let's see if I can find it. Probably. Let's get it. There you go. There's a picky. The guy in question is the son of a goalkeeper of ours called Peter Schmeichel. And that is Kasper Schmeichel. He plays for Leicester. Very, very good goalkeeper. And he's Danish. And when England got a penalty, he's about to try and save it. And if you see that green light on his face... that was from the crowd, which to me, that is so intense. It's so huge. And it was going all over the place. And he did mention it to the referee. So it was on his face like that. It was on his nose. And I think there's another one here. That's probably the worst one that I've seen, this one. Because, you know, I was a goalkeeper. You've got to keep your eye on the ball. You can't close your eyes for crying out loud. And it was right in his eye. I mean, that could blind somebody. That won't stop him. You know, never mind water bottles. You're not going to launch a water bottle and hit the keeper there. But, you know, you let in a laser like that. And they can search you. I mean, they do at Old Trafford. You've got sniffer dogs for drugs. You've got another set of sniffer dogs for explosives. You are patted down before you go in. Your bags have to be checked. You have to have a security tag on your wrist. Anything that you take in with you has to have a security tag on it. So don't tell me they can't check for a laser like that. They should do. Does Renee happen to know how big they are, these lasers? I mean, I've seen them that are like really tiny, pointy things. And you get them in because they're so tiny. But something as powerful as that, surely it would need to be a little bit bigger. But yeah, that was shocking behaviour. So how much did we get fined for that?
26 grand, I think it was.
26,000. And I said, you know, they should find the person with it and get them to pay it. It's really not on that. Where are we up to now? 137. What's 137? I'm trying to work out. Don't know what 137 is. Oh, I see we're going crazy on the pitch now. Oh, this is closing ceremony. Was this earlier? Tomorrow? Last night? It could be now, that, couldn't it? Oh, and there's William. Oh, and Kate's with him. Is it Kate? Kate with him? She was supposed to be self-isolating for 10 days, but obviously decided against it. Glad that we can all make that decision. Note the sarcasm. Oh, it does look like the closing ceremony, with lots of fire things and smoke. And it looks like they've got something on the pitch, like some kind of plastic sheeting. I'm presuming that in the middle is CGI. There's like a huge cup in the middle. Let's grab that. wouldn't want you to miss it. So I'll grab it there and we'll upload it. Da, 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 da. Come on, up you go. Excellent. One quick snap from the closing ceremony that looks like it's happening right now, but it could have been earlier, I don't know. Just lots of fireworks and everybody having a jolly good time, which we will go and join them shortly. Oh, the R rate, right, 137. Ours was 1.3 to 1.5, so probably about 2.5. Because they couldn't lie straight in bed. Oh, if they say it's 1.5, you can double it. Just keep doubling it. I haven't seen the stats for today, to be honest. So let's do as a last thing. Let's check the stats and then we'll go off and sing the national anthem. Because it might all be downhill from there. But I mustn't be negative. No, or I'll turn into Mike. Mr. Grumppot.
I'm not being negative.
You've been a smidgen negative.
I'm not being negative at all.
I'm not going to say we're going to win, because whatever you say, you'll be wrong. Right, COVID. Stats. Where are we? Today would be a very good day to bury bad news, which is probably exactly what they're going to do. 32,772 cases today. Now, normally on a Saturday and Sunday, it drops like a stone, but it's not. 26 new deaths. So our total deaths are 128,425. God rest their souls. Half of them probably didn't even need to die. So the total cases overall, 5,121,245. So pretty much herd immunity, we're going to be there at this rate. People in hospital, this is the one that panics him. This is the one that panics Boris. 2,731. So that's plus 83 in a day. That's not good. That is not good. And the figures for vaccines today drop like a stone because everybody doesn't care. They're watching the football. Oh, sadly, that is so true. Did I make the marooned picture? Which one's this, D? The marooned picture. Tell me which one. Anthony said he would have thought it would be easy to work out where the laser was coming from. So me too. Like I said, hold a mirror up and send it straight back. But surely they can. We went on a tour of Old Trafford and Wembley was built after Old Trafford. So this would have been built into Wembley. But we went on this tour of Old Trafford and you get taken to the security room. And you can give this guy in the security room your seat number. And in 2 seconds, he is focused on your seat, anywhere in the ground. There are that many cameras, and the way that the system is built up, you just need to type a seat number in and you're there. If you don't know the seat number, if it's like that came from the south stand, then you can focus in on the south stand and then pan across. You should have seen it. It was like NASA control. So I don't believe that they don't know who that was. I don't believe it. Plus the fact, you know, in this instance, with all the COVID stuff going on, you know exactly who was where. So it doesn't make sense that they don't know. The Tropical Island thumbnails. Oh, right. What was I doing Tropical Island thumbnails for?
The marooned thing.
Yeah.
Main marooned picture.
Hmm?
The main marooned picture, the poster.
Right.
D's did I? Oh, right.
Did
it.
I make it? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I got bits of it from somewhere and then I moved everything so it fitted the text we wanted to put in it. Right, okay. The teams are coming out. I'm going to be very excited. Might even leave the microphone on and record this. But we are going to enjoy it. So we're going to actually go and put our feet up. We never do this. It's being played at Wembley, Kim, which is in the north west of, well, to the west of London. It's a borough in London, just to the west, but somewhere on the way to the airport. So if you've ever been to Heathrow Airport, it's halfway between Heathrow Airport and central London. And it's the new Wembley, obviously. The old one, which was fantastic, was knocked down. Right, okay, I'm going to say we're heading off for the match now, so I'll say goodnight from me.
And a good night from me.
We will both see you next time. It could all be party time, or it could be tears before bedtime. We don't know. But we will see you tomorrow. Stay safe, guys.